Violence continues in Jerusalem's Old City. An Israeli policeman was stabbed in the latest attack. The assailant was shot dead by police. 5 Israelis and 24 Palestinians have been killed in the upsurge of violence in recent weeks. And as Margaret Evans reports, tensions in the city remain high.
In Kfar Aqab, a neglected Palestinian neighborhood in East Jerusalem, a family waits for the return of the body of their 16-year-old son. He was killed by Israeli security forces on the weekend after he tried to stab 2 Jewish men by the old city's Damascus Gate. They shot him 4 times, says Shireen Badran of her son Itzhak's final moments, and still they were afraid of him even as he was lying on the ground. There's a lot of fear in their hearts from these children, she says, of the young Palestinians launching their knife attacks. The fear on both sides is that the violence of these past 2 weeks is now building in an irreversible momentum. Itzhak's mother says she'd sacrifice another child if it meant an end to the Israeli occupation. Margaret Evans, CBC News, Jerusalem.
This year's Nobel Prize for Economics.